hot jazz trumpeter Jabbo Smith deserves rediscovery for his searing trumpet technique, his singing and songwriting, and because he was the only horn player who could really come anywhere close to the excitement and power of Louis Armstrong in the 20s. The rediscovery of his music secured his place among the giants of jazz. Hi, I'm Dave Radlauer. Welcome to Jazz Rhythm, a weekly excursion through the history, culture, and personalities of early jazz music. This is one of Jabbo's best records, Jazz Battle. One of Jabbo's signature tunes, Jazz Battle, Jabbo Smith and his Rhythm Aces in Chicago in 1929. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for this second part of Rediscovering Jabbo Smith on Jazz Rhythm, where you hear jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. Most of Jabbo's Rhythm Aces sessions used Hayes Alvis playing tuba, although he was primarily a string bassist. Hayes Alvis had recorded with Jelly Roll Morton and at the time of these recordings was working with Earl Hines. Hayes Alvis was later with Duke Ellington, Benny Carter, Louis Armstrong, and Rex Stewart, among others. And as late as the 70s, Hayes Alvis was touring and playing bass with Jay McShann, so we'll hear him playing tuba on a lot of these Rhythm Aces sessions. Here's one of those, Decatur Street Tootie, with a scat vocal by Jabbo, one of Jabbo's better tunes, and Sawshaw Stomp. Hot antic jazz band, rediscovering the music, recordings, and the joyous comeback of Jabbo Smith on this jazz rhythm.